Text 51551. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
And it's Brendan Donoghue in here for the afternoon. As you can tell, I'm getting a big response on the voice notes. And it says, Brenda, voice notes are the best thing since the high bike. If you're in a hurry or unable to text or call at a particular time, they're ideal, said Damien and Claire. Thanks very much, Damien and Claire. I'll send you a voice note later. Connor Pope, do you do voice notes?
I'm glad you asked me that, Brenda, because I can say hand on heart, I have never once in my life sent anybody a voice note. And I get them every now and then. And God forgive me, I kind of feel a bit resentful when I do. And I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
Because it would take me like 3 seconds, 5 seconds max to read a fairly long text message. Whereas if somebody sends me a voice note that lasts for like 45 seconds, you got to listen to the whole thing. So it takes 45 seconds. So it might be easier for the sender, but it's a lot harder for the recipient.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm a ginnam.
And it also feels like, do you not want to talk to me? Anyway, let's get on. We have lots of issues to try and get into. So if you have a query you'd like Connor to look at, pricewatch@rte.ie. Can I ask, where are you, Connor?
Yeah, actually, I'm glad you asked, because I should be in studio, and I was looking forward to being in studio.
And I'd love to see you.
But then late last week, I got the call from the HSE saying that two people who are very close to me are due to get vaccinated today. So I'm taking them to get vaccinated instead.
OK.
So that's where I am right now.
All right. Well, that's a very good thing to be doing. And the best of luck with that.
But they're thrilled, I have to say, these two people who are very close to me. They're very excited about it. And I actually I spent some of the journey to the vaccination centre telling them how the vaccination process works and how the vaccination works. And I have to say, every time I learn a little bit more about the Pfizer vaccine or the mRNA vaccine, I just say, God, thank God for science. It's just amazing.
Absolutely. And I'd say they're saying, why you stopped? But anyway, here we go. We have a problem in. I'm going to read it out because we're up against it a tiny bit. Here's our problem that came in and said, I booked a ferry in June for a July sailing to visit my parents in England. I can hear the noise there. I booked a ferry for June for a July sailing to visit my parents in England for the first time since Christmas 2019. We were on a hugely tight schedule because of medical appointments for my son, who was undergoing a very long-awaited autism assessment, summer camp, work for my daughter and quarantine requirements and patient clinic bookings for my job as a hospital nurse. Irish Ferries cancelled my sailing, the quicker Swift sailing, and then moved us to the slower Ulysses boat. This did not suit us, as we would arrive too late to attend the Zoom appointment for my son's assessment. So my husband stayed in Ireland while my daughter and I travelled. I replied to the cancellation email asking for the booking to be amended, but no response. I sent further emails and eventually managed to change my booking by telephone, but was told there could be no refund unless I emailed customer services. This I did repeatedly, but apparently they cannot help. It's only disruption at irishferries.com that can authorise funds. They didn't seem to reply to my emails. Indeed, I still have not received a reply from my initial messages. Travelling, cancelling, it's so difficult. Have you any light to shed on this particular issue about the ferries?
But this doesn't have to be difficult. This is not like one of the other stories that we've dealt with on the show in the past, Brenda. And like when like remember last March, April, May, June, every single flight, every single ferry in the world pretty much was cancelled. Mm. And as a result, the whole industry was in turmoil. This is a very different thing. It's a routine matter. Now, I've no criticism with Irish Ferries cancelling the faster ferry and going with a slower ferry. These things happen. They probably have operational reasons for doing that. So we can't possibly criticise them for saying that. But there's a fundamental problem here. And it's a fundamental problem that I've come across before in connection with this company and indeed with other companies. And that's the difficulties that they put in people's ways when it comes to making contact with them. And that's ultimately all this is about. This is just about making it easy for people to contact you. Because there's no question of the rights this couple have or this family have to get a refund for the flights or the ferry that they didn't use. All of that stuff is open and shut. It's black and white. It's really, really straightforward. So the only problem here is making contact with the company to say, you have a legal obligation to me. I want you to honour that obligation. So, you know, they can't, they herself and her child went off to the UK. They saw her family first time in a long time. But then, you know, they want they were legally entitled to a refund back for the portions of those journeys that they didn't take. So it shouldn't have been rocket science. And then when they got through to, when they eventually got through to somebody, they said, oh no, this is the wrong email address. You need to contact this other email address. And then this other email address just simply ignored them. They didn't respond to them. Now that's unacceptable. And it would be unacceptable if it was a little mom and pop shop where there was one or two people working. But it's way more unacceptable when it's a big company with a huge amount of resources, and it's all about someone's legal entitlements. So that's where we are with this particular story, right? It's really straightforward, and I can understand the frustration. This has been going on for weeks and weeks and weeks, and it's utterly unacceptable. So I contacted Irish Ferries on behalf of our listener, okay?
Yes.
And I got a response that I have to say really infuriated me, because I've been doing this for a very long time. I've been doing it for 15 years, maybe even longer than that. And I can probably count on one hand, maybe two hands, the number of times I've got a response of this nature.
Wow.
And I'll give you, I'm going to read you the response in full.
Okay.
It's very short. For data reasons, Irish Ferries cannot comment on individual customer details. However, we are reaching out to our customer to resolve the issue. We can confirm that if Irish Ferries cancel sailing, customers can opt for an alternative sailing where it suits their travel plans, or for a no-quibble refund. This idea that for data reasons they can't deal with this problem in a meaningful way is absolute nonsense. And I have a funny feeling that Irish Ferries know that it's absolute nonsense. And I know they know it's nonsense because the company, the PR company who sent me this response, also represent other big companies who I've been dealing with routinely for a long time. So there are no data implications. This company could have given us a more full and detailed response to this problem, but they chose not to. There's no legal impediment to them having done that. I suppose the only positive thing I can say about this is they have said they are going to reach out to our customer to resolve the issue. So my commitment now to your listeners is I will also be reaching out to the customer to make sure that the issue is resolved to her satisfaction, and then we can go from there. But it just really infuriates me when companies hide behind so-called data reasons, because they're spurious and they're non-existent. This person has asked us to intervene on her behalf.
On a legitimate reason, because
with the legitimate reason.
Yeah.
So you can't hide behind data protection. It's nonsense. But that's what they've chosen to do in this instance, and I don't think they come out of this particularly well.
Well, Conor, thank you so much, and you'll be back again next Monday, pricewatch@rte.ie, and you'll probably have an update on this story, because I know you're going to contact the customer. I wish you the best of luck on your journey there to the vaccination centre. You're nearly a woman. You can do two things at the one time. And listen, yes.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon.
All
nice
right,
talk to you,
safe travelling.
Take care.
Thanks
bye
very
bye.
Much,
bye.
Conor Pope.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.